appreciate it. It's Wendy Snyder here. Bill Leff is on vacation, so Harry Tynowitz is sitting in his seat today. And I know Bill's going to be pretty upset to miss Tim Ryan. You are such a man of many hats. You are you're a hero is what I'm going to encapsulate it in.
No, I'm just a guy in recovery.
You're a guy in recovery who's had a lot of bad things happen to him and has turned it around, and you try to help everyone. I don't know how you do it.
You know, it gets to a point, you know, as I can look out and see the Wrigley building there, that was my demise. I was head in office, a lot of heroin use, a lot of drinking, and ultimately, you know, overdosed and hit those cars while driving, almost killed four people, caught a 7-year prison sentence, did 13 and a half months. But I needed to go to prison. I needed to be sat down. But that gave me the time to plug into recovery. And, of course, Shannon divorced me, and we lost our home and got out and set up Man of Recovery Foundation. And then my son Nicholas died on my 21-month sobriety date. And, you know, I went to a 12-step-based meeting that night, and I never looked back. And it's tough, though. Two weeks ago Friday, I attended my 126th funeral. Tomorrow I will attend my 127th.
I follow you on Facebook. I see it. It's like another one lost. It always happens. I hear all these terrible things that have happened to you. Some would say it's your own fault because you did heroin. I don't know that that's true, because heroin takes you over. No man in his right mind would do heroin with his son.
Sure. You know, I didn't grow up and say, hey, I want to be a drug addict. I want to do drugs with my son. And people think I started Nick on it. I didn't. Nick ultimately started doing it on his own. We started using together, but I'll be the first one to say I helped kill my own son. I was not a father. I was a friend to Nick. And then he became my partner in crime. And when I got out of prison, Shan and I did everything we could to try to help him in treatment for the sixth time. And, you know, he chose to use one more time and snorted some heroin and ate a bar of Xanax. And that's what killed him.
Tim, I had a very public DUI, and I went to rehab. And I am also in recovery from alcohol for over 7 years now.
Amen.
And good job, Harry.
I like it that you come on and say you're in recovery. I hate that commercial at 2 a.m. where the guy comes on TV, says, "We can cure you. You will no longer be an addict."
I'm not an addict anymore.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We're always going to be addicts, but we're in recovery because we are aware of our situation, and the American Medical Association recognizes this as a disease.
Hey, 1956, you know. It is a progressive and chronic disease, but I have the tools to put my disease in recovery. And whether it's a 12-step base, a Christian base, smart recovery, refuge recovery, if you're on a maintenance program, if you're trying to better your life, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
You know, and it's a lifestyle.
But I hear you say all this terrible stuff that happened to you. How did you get the strength to want to quit? I mean, I would think that would set you off on a tailspin of using more.
You know, Wendy, until a person's had enough pain, they're not going to change. And I had enough pain. And walking into Hinsdale Hospital and seeing that chaplain walk out and having to go in and identify Nick, I mean, I never thought of using. And that pain I will never forget. The pain I put Shannon and Nick, Max, Tanner, Abby, all of them through, and then Nick passed on. And what's really cool today is, you know, the 4th of July, we went to Shannon, my former wife's house, with my wife Kirsten and Mackenzie and all our kids, and just had a great time. And we're still family. Whether Shannon and I are not husband and wife, she's the mother of my children. She's a dear friend. And
she helped you so much.
She was my rock. That lady came to visit me every 2 weeks in prison, divorced me in prison, still came to visit me every 2 weeks, picked me up from prison, had a townhouse set up for me with all our furniture because our house was lost in foreclosure. She is my dear friend, and I love her unconditionally and always will.
Tim, the last thing I want to do was to come out and say I'm an alcoholic, and I just thought that, you know, hey, my friends and I drink a lot. It was very hard to go to my first meeting. And, you know, I have friends that say, hey, can you talk to my kid? You know, my kid just got arrested for this, or, you know, he's got this situation going on with his or her life. And I always, you know, talk to the kid, and I just say, look, get to a meeting. You know, how important would you say that is?
It's life-changing. You have to. And a lot of parents, I mean, I've put thousands of people, guided and directed them into treatment, and parents think, well, treatment's the answer. No, that's just the beginning. Now they've got to learn to live a life recovery. See, for 30 years, I'm the guy that could go to meetings, and I thought I could get sober through osmosis. I didn't need a sponsor. I liked to play my own God. Those steps weren't for me. I could tell everybody else what was wrong with them because I didn't want to take a look at myself because I was driven by, you know, 10,000 forms of fear and everything else. Once I truly worked a program and got honest with Tim and shared all that dirt, and the miracle started to happen, and I have a life beyond my wildest dreams today.
What's heartbreaking to me is every time you're on the show with us and you go to amaninrecoveryfoundation.org, AMIRF.org, Tim Ryan will give all his information. What breaks, and you have an appearance, we'll get to that too, but what breaks my heart is every time you're on, there are calls that come through, my kid this, my kid that, I know they're using, what do we do? That breaks my heart.
And it's, Wendy, it's just getting worse.
Is it getting worse? Since we're talking about it, you'd think it would be getting better. Why is it getting worse?
There's a lot of communities that still don't think there's a problem. And it's not just heroin today. It's a lot of it's fentanyl. The pills, I mean, there's a pill for everything. Xanax, Klonopin, Adderall. I have a gentleman going to treatment tonight down at Transformations in Florida. And he said he almost had a psychotic break due to the Adderall he was on. Doctors overprescribe. You can doctor shop. I mean, it's, if you think there's an issue, there's an issue. Mother knows best.
Wendy, can I?
Joanne Jeanette is up in traffic. You have a comment?
Well, I know Tim because my daughter died 2 years ago from
a
fentanyl overdose in my home. So
God. See this? I can't hear this anymore. I'm heartbroken for you.
We live in Glen Ellyn. You don't think of, when you think of heroin, you don't think of Glen Ellyn.
No, and we always thought of like there. Sid and Nancy and all these
right.
like bad drug
or,
addicts. And
what was that episode of Good Times? That, you know, do you remember that episode?
I do remember.
That's what I always thought heroin was.
I did not know
that it was everywhere.
So let me,
easier to get than beer.
It is. I did an intervention, and again, I'm so sorry for your loss, and
that's okay. And I have talked many times.
Oh, I know, and I'm glad I ran into you.
Me too.
Outside there, I did an intervention 2 weeks ago with a 58-year-old gentleman that does 5 grams of heroin a day and owns a multi-million-dollar business. We flew in his private jet to take him to treatment. This does not discriminate.
Nope.
I mean, the youngest I've worked with is 12 years old. The oldest is 78. I mean, Nick, what got you going on it?
Nick, you have brought Nick with you. Nick Gore, we do have to take a commercial break. So, Nick, we're going to hear from you and find out where you're appearing. You have an event coming up, Tim. But, Joanne, I just want to say something out there to people. Thank you for saying that out loud, because people are so afraid to say their kid has a problem or their husband or wife has a problem because they're ashamed. We can't be ashamed anymore or no. This is never going to be helped ever.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
That's what Shannon did. She didn't tell anyone. She didn't tell my mom and dad.
Because people are embarrassed.
Absolutely. What did I do wrong?
Yep.
We didn't do anything wrong.
All right, we have to take a break. 312-981-7200. Give your phone number and your information, because every time you're up here, people say, you know, what does this guy get from it? You are out to help people, and there are people that don't have insurance
right.
or don't have very good insurance, and they don't know what to do. How do they reach you?
They can reach me at 888-677-1646, or you can reach me at 844-611-HOPE. 844-611-4673.
His name is Tim Ryan, Ananapalooza. Am I saying that right?
Ananapalooza.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk to Nick Gore. It's Harry in for Bill. I'm Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. It's Harry, it's Wendy, it's Tim Ryan in the studio, A Man in Recovery Foundation. I'm going to get right to you, Tim. You have brought Nick Gore with you. Let's talk to Nick and about the event you have coming up. Tim?
It's interesting. When I got out of prison, Nick was doing what I do. He was speaking in schools all over, and then I got a call from Nick. How long ago?
22 months.
What had happened?
I was in recovery from heroin for about 4 years. I was doing all the stuff in the community, and that was my recovery. I wasn't doing any 12-step work. I was just living off of ego and pride and thinking that I was cured from this heroin addiction, because I was doing all of these things that not normal heroin addicts would do, sitting in legislation, you know, passing laws, working with, you know, police chiefs, and my ego took over, and I, by the grace of God, did not go back to heroin. However, I did start drinking and taking obscene amounts of Xanax and was having seizures and blacking out. And I was actually working right down the street, was taking the train one day, and was as broken as I ever was in my entire life. And there was one person I knew that I could call with no judgment and would get me into treatment that afternoon. And I called Tim, and he said, "Where are you at? I'll have someone there in half hour." And before I could, you know, second guess my choice, I was on my way to detox, and he scholarshiped me into treatment. Now I work with him doing business development for Transformations Treatment Center, and he really helps keep my ego in check.
And there is no choice. I mean, there really, this is life and death.
No, you will die.
There are people listening right now that will think, "Oh, these guys are, you know, addicts. They're addicted to heroin. They're addicted to alcohol. You know, they're weak." It's a disease, and you will die. You know, some of these diseases kill quicker, but you will die from it. And, you know, you talk about your ego, you know, in my program, 12-step program, they talk about being humbled. You know, you find humility real quick. There's a lot of ways to get humbled, and I think it's important to be humbled and stay, you know, if you're not humbled now, you will be eventually.
Judge Wattis at 26 in California humbled me when he hit that gavel and said 7 years in prison. And you know what? After I was out, last year I went and thanked the man. And I said, he helped save my life. Absolutely did.
You said you got a message from a kid. So we got to talk about this.
Keegan reached out to me about 2 weeks ago. He said, "Is this Mr. Tim Ryan?" I said, "Yes." He said, "With the Man in Recovery Foundation?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I'm going to do a 5K walk run in Aurora, Illinois. I think it's October 27th. I said, "Why, Keegan?" He said, "My dad died from a drug overdose." This 11-year-old kid researched and found me all by himself, contacted me, then told his mom. So we're going to blow this event up. I've got Randy Grimes, who works with us. He played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 9 years. Randy's going to come in. We're probably going to get Brandon Novak to come in. I want this to be Keegan's
come
day.
Back on the air.
All right, I'm going to bring Keegan with. Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. No 11-year-old kid, first of all, should lose their dad. And then look at, he stepped up and is now the man of the family, trying to help others.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him. It's just awesome. So maybe he will come out to what we have going on this weekend. We have a sober festival, Annapalooza. It's a 10-year anniversary. It's at Good Templar Park Pavilion, 528 East Drive in Geneva, Illinois. We've got a number of bands. We've got Gutter Flowers, the Jam Ulker Band, Loose Cannons, Phil Circle. I have Matt Butler, who's on the Vans Warped Tour right now, playing Friday, Saturday, flying in Sunday, playing at our event, flying out Sunday night. And all the fun. We all also have a Magic Johnson signed autograph jersey, a Dennis Rodman signed autograph jersey.
Harry's going now.
And a Hulk Hogan signed poster on behalf of my friend Darren Prince, who's just celebrated 10 years. He's got a book coming out, Aim High. He's their agent. And Darren sent us all that stuff to auction off to raise money for our foundation.
And congrats. He's celebrating 10 years. Say he's a fresh prince.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. But, you know, the Sober Festival, it's free. Bring the family. Bring kids. Don't tell me people can't have fun clean and sober. You know, it starts at 11:30. You'll go to 6. And whatever money raised goes to a Man of Recovery Foundation. And part of it goes to Hope Outreach, which provides scholarships to send people to weekend retreats.
And, right. Nick, you got a scholarship. I mean, if there are people listening now, I know a lot of times they think, okay, my son or daughter has an issue with heroin. I know it's happening. I don't have good insurance. I don't know what to do. I think, and if I could be wrong, but I think they need to call you. You need to be
absolutely.
That first call.
Absolutely. Call me at 844-611-4673. That's the Man in Recovery Foundation. And then we also work with Transformations Treatment Center. And one of the things, I just read an article on a Chicago police officer that took his life in the parking lot
It just happened.
Due to mental health issues. There was another officer that tested dirty for a drug test in the DuPage County area, and instead of going to treatment, he committed suicide. You know, we have a first responders program. Our brothers and sisters out there in blue serving, put your hand up. You know, you're in the thick of this stuff, especially in the war zone here. We can help you. If you need help, 888-677-1646.
If your kid does heroin, you as a parent have not failed.
Not at all.
If you yourself are doing heroin, you are not a failure.
If I can be sitting here coming up on 6 years sober November 1st, anybody can. Somebody made some bad choices and then unleashed a monster, Pandora's box. I thought it was normal to have 10 martinis at lunch and then go buy 5 grams of heroin. That's just what I thought people did. Not really, but...
I know you're embellishing, I hope.
Yeah, you know, but there's so many facets involved. Family support groups, you know, the enabling, the boundaries, and we just kind of guide and direct and offer people the right resources.
What's weird for me is I used to be the guy in the bar that had the most to drink. Now I'm the guy in the bar, but he asked for a ride home.
Absolutely. Isn't that amazing?
It's just crazy, and it started by asking for help. Started by admitting who I was and going to a meeting. And I'm around friends that are drinking constantly because they don't have to have 20 shots.
Absolutely.
You know, so God bless you. 90% of the world, you know, they can just treat it normally.
Well, if I could drink and use drugs without consequences, I probably would. But I have bad consequences. No, I wouldn't. I've got a life beyond my wildest dreams today. But the point is, you don't have to be 44 years old, go to prison. You don't have to be however old you were, have a big public DUI to say, all right, I need help. But if that's what it takes, that's okay. And if you're in recovery, damn it, be proud to be in recovery. Drop the stigma. We need more people talking about this. It's the fastest growing movement in the world. It's the 12-step based programs, but nobody wants to talk about it because they all hide in the rooms.
Stop hiding. Stop brushing this under the rug because it's certainly not going away. AmanInRecoveryFoundation.org, AMIRF.org. He's Tim Ryan, and special thanks to Nick Gore and Max, your son, for coming up today. Is there information on AMIRF.org about your event this weekend in Geneva?
It's on there. You can go to Annapalooza. Jeff Winters, my copper friend out in DeKalb, he just sent me a message. He's listening. Love you, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. But you can find it on Facebook as well. It's ANONA. PALOOZA.com.
Ananapalooza. That's how I would say it. But you can say it whatever
is
you
want. Wash or worsh, tomato, tomato.
Jasmine, Mike has called in. He wants to be a part of the 11-year-old boy event. He's a restaurant owner, so we'll get his information and pass it on.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for coming up. Keep doing the good work that you do.
Thank you for letting us come on. Here's something you need to understand. Due to Wendy and Bill having us come on this show, we have assisted hundreds of people because of the WGN Airways and because of your kindness, and I thank you for that.
Just trying to help. All right, thank you so much. He's Tim Ryan, and we have to take a break, and then news coming up next and the Wintrust Business Lunch.
God bless you, Tim.